Yesterday, you voted in an important election. Mr. Trump is a national disgrace and a national danger. Republicans mostly enable him. I hope you voted for Social Torres Small, who's smart, cooperative, and homegrown. If the House has a Democratic majority, that's a ray of hope. Similarly, I hope today we're congratulating Ms. Lujan Grisham as governor-elect, not Steve Pierce, a Trump apologist whose beliefs are even further right than Trump's. As you can tell, I'm saying this on Sunday, but you're hearing it later in the week. Local races are local, but my column asked why Republican candidates didn't speak out against Trump. If they didn't, from conviction or lack of guts, they didn't deserve election. If they were elected, they should speak out against Trump in the future. Certain state races were clearer choices. Did we want new ideas and good government, or to return men to offices where they'd badly bungled things? Those would be the PRC and the Land Commissioner races. I hope today we're congratulating Ms. Garcia Richards and Mr. Fishman. If Mr. Lyons and Mr. Hall won, keep a sharp eye on both. Many races posed a choice between using government's power to make our state or county as good as possible for all of us, or strictly limiting government's activities as Trump and his handlers are starving our national government. Two interesting races were for sheriff and for commission District 3. I hope Kim Stewart beat Todd Garrison. Garrison nearly destroyed the office during his Rick Seeberger infatuation. Stewart is an ethical, thoughtful person with experience and good ideas. I know deputies or former deputies who loathed Garrison for the past and feared Stewart as a progressive unknown, but said they'd choose Stewart. I know women and some men for whom the thought of a woman sheriff was a breath of fresh air, given the department's sex harassment problems. But I suspected some men just couldn't imagine a female sheriff in the Southwest. Whoever won will need to work carefully to overcome departmental distrust. I suggested folks vote for Shannon Reynolds over Ben Rawson. I respect Rawson and have a good working relationship with him, which I hope will continue, whoever won. But on important issues, Ben's ideology predominated over his desire to help his native county. Shannon's views were more in line with the majority of the district's voters. I congratulate the winner, whoever he is. We all have work to do, voters and candidates. Our current deep divide or tribalism endangers peace and democracy. Though Trump has used and exacerbated it, he didn't invent it. We need to understand each other better and find pragmatic ways to govern that work for most of us. It won't be easy.